We're going to continue our series on seven evil spirits from Deuteronomy 7, verse 1 and 2. It's intense, intense. The Canaanite spirit is the spirit that is behind all of the addictions. You name it, you get behind to the root cause. Jesus said, unless you go to the root of the tree, you got to go to the root of the tree. And that's what you have to do. And when you look at the root of the tree, the reason for the addictions, no matter what they are, no matter what they are, the paralyzing addictions of alcoholism, drug abuse, sexual perversion, and on it goes, is the Canaanite spirit that is involved there. And we've been looking at the Canaanite spirit for a couple weeks, and we're getting toward the end, not quite there yet. But one of the hallmarks of the Canaanite spirit is disregarding of judgment. They lose, those under that spiritual activity lose perspective. They lose good judgment. They make very difficult areas of trouble. I mean, just very difficult. Yeah, my computers are going crazy right here. Yeah, hear that? Computers hate what this is going on here. So let me just continue to talk and not worry about these evil spirits and those involving. Yeah, just absolutely going through the system here. All right. We can just do something the other way. Yep. Hold on a second. The enemy is trying to hurt us, but he's not going to be able to do it. All right. So hold on. The devil hates what we do. Hates what we do. And all of a sudden, it just went crazy. All right. Hold on a minute. Let me just reboot this. I'm never defeated by the enemy, ever. Ever defeated by the enemy. All right. Here's Psalm 96:13. 96:13 says, look at this. Before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth, he shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. See, The Canaanite spirit helps people to disregard judgment. That's why they talk, well, that's a, who are you to be my judge? Who are you to be my judge? Who are you? Who are you? Who are you to be my judge? How dare you do that? And that's what he does. How dare? You can't tell me what to do. I'll do my own thing. See, they forget that the difficulty they're having is trying to do their own thing. I'll just do what I want to do. Yes, you have that will. I talked about the authority of the believer. Yes, you have that will. You can do what you want to do. But the spirit behind it is destroying you. And you're automatically disregarding truth because the spirit of the Canaanites will get you to just disregard truth. So every time you hear truth, it's disregarded. It's disregarded. You just forget about it. And you simply say, well, why should I believe that? Why should I believe that? That's not truth. And your people say, oh, that's not truth. That's not truth. No, 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 no. Listen to Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 2. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 2. Here's what it says, King James. And thou shalt swear the Lord liveth in truth and in judgment and in righteousness, and the nations shall bless themselves in him, and in him shall they glory. So the truth is in Jesus. He lives in truth. He lives in righteousness. He lives in judgment. And there's going to come a time when the nations will bless themselves in him, and in him they shall glory. See, the Canaanite spirit will cause an individual, to lose the foundation in righteousness. Exactly what Jeremiah mentioned. The Lord liveth in truth and judgment and righteousness. They don't have any judgment. They don't have any righteousness. That's what they do, and that's the problem in which they have. They just don't live in righteousness, not at all. And that's why you see what they see. Somebody says, why do? What they do? Because they can't help doing it. That's why. They just can't help doing it. They keep doing it because they can't help doing it. So the person that uses vulgarity continues to use vulgarity because they can't help to not use vulgarity. That's why the person that is addicted to alcohol keeps drinking. Addicted to drugs, keeps taking them. Addicted to perversion, keeps doing it. You see? Keeps smoking, keeps something. Anything that binds them and puts them in chains. Well, you hear him say, I'll just give this up anytime I feel like it. Yeah, right. They can't give it up because they do what they do because of the spirit that's driving them. Romans chapter 2, verse 2. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. That's what you see. That's what's happening. That's that Canaanite spirit working in people's lives. They just somehow, some way, can never get over it. They just can't. And when you talk to them, oh, yeah, I know it's wrong. I know I should quit. It should quit. Yeah, it should quit. Sure. How many people said that in their lives and whatever they're doing killed them? They smoked enough cigarettes to give them cancer and they died. But there is hope and help. It's not all bad. There is hope and help. Psalm 9, 7 and 8. Look at this. Psalm 9, 7 and 8. But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment. He shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. Because 9 says the Lord also is a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. So that's what they need to do. They need to say, okay, Lord, I got to be honest here. Honest here. Because the ability to endure, they lose that ability to endure. The enemy comes in. The enemy does all kinds of things. And they just give up. They just absolutely give up. I'm not doing that. I'm not coming near that. I'm not doing that. So they lose the ability to endure. That's a great passage of scripture in Psalm 9, 7, and 8. Because they struggle. See, that's that Canaanite spirit. That's the Canaanite spirit in operation. They're struggling all the time. I really want to. I really do. I wish I could, but I can't. I wish I could, but I can't. That's the Canaanite spirit speaking. The Canaanite spirit. Well, don't you know this is hurting you? Don't you know that addiction is going to eventually destroy you? Yeah, I know, but I can't quit. That's the Canaanite spirit talking. That's the Canaanite spirit. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 25. As the whirlwind passes, that's a tornado, right? So is the wicked no more, but the righteousness is an everlasting foundation. And eventually, the tornado hits them. The tornado comes in. And they're being destroyed. They're being all the time by the Canaanite spirit. But the righteousness is an everlasting foundation. Solid base. Solid base. We have a solid foundation under us. And it makes the difference to us. We're not like every wind of doctor. We're not like, as the Bible says, the sea waves that are tossed here and there. But the Canaanite spirit gets involved and makes their life shambles. They have no rest. Take a look at them. It's tragic. They live like that. They don't want to live like that, but they do. You know, the other day as we were, I mentioned it, traveling along, I saw a group of these people. They hang out at a certain place in Lakeland, Florida. And we go by there every so often. And we said, what are we going to do with these folks? How do we help them? They need deliverance. They need the power of the Holy Spirit to deliver them from these addictions. And that's the only power they have that will work. The power of the Holy Ghost, that delivering power of the Spirit of God, can release them from these addictions and that Canaanite spirit. And the other day, I saw an individual, and I just thought about them. Don't know who they were, don't know who they are, may never see them again. And I thought that individual was a baby, a pure child. Born, I don't know that person's background. I'm not beginning to know. But somewhere along the way, that child became that man sitting in the gutter. I don't know how it happened. I don't know when it happened, where it happened, how it happened. I don't know any of that, but that's what happened. Something caused that newborn baby end up as that man sitting in the gutter. And that's that spirit at work. That's what the enemy does. Isaiah chapter 32, verse 15. Until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted for a forest. What's happening here? 16. The judgment shall dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness remain in the fruited field. 17. And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. Look at those scriptures right there versus the illustration I just gave you of that gentleman. And I'm calling him that. I don't know what happened in his life. He was born as an innocent baby, and he ended up in the gutter. I don't know what happened in between time. I can't tell you his story because I don't know it. But I consider him a gentleman. God loves. truth and righteousness endures forever. And righteousness is forged in thorough judgments. And the Canaanites resist on firm foundation. We rest on firm foundation, but the Canaanite spirit hates firm foundation. And they're more interested in fountains that will not endure. Fountains that will not endure. And they don't want fruitful fields and blessings, 15, where it comes into a forest. They don't want righteousness remaining in a fruitful field. They don't want peace. They don't want quietness and assurance of spirit. And they operate in evil. They operate in places that are so horrid and so bad and so evil. So what happens? We believe God, and that God will help strengthen. God will minister. You see? And God will minister to these individuals. That's why we talk about these spirits that are evil, because we need to know and understand and take a look at these things that we realize what is really happening here. More tomorrow.